though it's just a small part of the benefits of what I thought about the stupa. the benefits of even just the 1 month for the stainless beam, all that was stainless, under the title of stainless beam deities and mantra. yes, there are four or five of that. The benefits the, that which comes after the main Buddha mantra, that's left. And then there's the benefits. There's the benefits of the stainless pinnacle deities mantra. There's so much. Unbelievable. Then there's the benefits, unbelievable benefits of this. There's a secret relic, secret relic mantra. There was a then the ornaments of the ornaments of enlightenment. And that one is if you put one mantra, if you put one mantra inside the stupa, or the tsatsa, or this large stupa, then you get the benefit having built 100,000 stupa. So it is unbelievable, such an easy way to collect, you know, unbelievable extensive merit, you know, having built 100,000 stupa. So that, then also, then, then also, you collect the merit, you collect merit that you have not often to numberless Buddha and Dharma Sangha, you know, to by putting this mantra inside. Also, you have that, you have all that, you collect all, you know, how much merit you collect by offering to the, all the Buddha Dharma Sangha, so similar, you collect merit, just that is another incredible thing, benefit like this. So, what is small, such as stupa or large stupa, so by putting this mantra, ornaments of enlightenment, you put one, you get cracked, having built 100,000 stupa. So that's that. So, so the essay. So what I say. There's so much, but this is sort of the essence extracted from the text. So, so I would like to continue dictating then this, you know, to have available in English, all the others, the following ones, those are the different ones. So to have a since more and more stupa we're building, even without understanding all this limited scarce benefit of each mantra, you know, without all this, generally there's a lot of interest to build stupa, you know, generally, you know, there's a, you know, general interest everywhere. So good to know that all this extensive, even though it's not complete, still not complete translation of the text, but the, you know, taking the sort of essence from that. So the, also those mantras, before you build stupa and to recite the 8,000, that one, so very, very, I think, very important. So then all your wishes get fulfilled. Buddha is so kind as sentient beings that reveal all this, you know, so many methods for us to practice extensive merit, such easiest way, and to achieve realization, to achieve full enlightenment. So it means to recite this before you actually build a stupa. So that means that not necessarily only the same day you have recited. You can start a few days before, or if it's difficult, that number to recite one day, if it's difficult, we can start from yesterday or day before to recite that. But anyone who is engaging, not only the one who sponsor, one member, but anyone who is engaging building stupa, who's working on the stupa, so everybody could recite this, the 8,000 or that particular mantra before you build stupa. So all this is to easy way to purify in such short times, unquenchable defilements in the karma, and then correct it, unimaginable extensive merits into many points to reach enlightenment soon. That also makes it so powerful, that much greater benefit to sentient beings. So that's the whole point. More powerful one can make, the greater benefit, deeper benefit, to other sentient beings. So that, as I mentioned the other day, so here particular this thing is your one time work. You build it, then how many hundreds, thousands of years it lasts, the whole object. It does work by itself, liberates sentient beings every day, purify their mind, and the plant seed of enlightenment, all the realization from guru devotion up to enlightenment. So constantly, it benefits all sentient beings, people, animals, and anyone you see. So then, after you put the mantra, or the after you put if the tsatsa, you see. After you put the mantra inside, then you make offering. Then you mention those people who are sick. Those people who are sick, then you mention their name and immediately recover. It didn't come yet. It comes in next benefit. You see, stainless beam among stainless beam this mantra is very powerful. And then they also. People who are making this, you see, when you put the mantra inside, you mention the name of the people who passed away. You mention their name, then you can, of course, then you can dedicate all, who passed away. So then they have images to be liberated from the origin, who was rebirth, perfect image of birth, and to achieve enlightenment soon, or to be born pure land and to achieve enlightenment soon. Where the sentient being can become enlightened to be born in that pure land. So you mentioned that those particular those people who died that you want to pray for. So you mentioned that person's name and all the other, then you put the mantra inside there. So they immediately get liberated from the Lord realm. So there's two things. One is prayer, the offering. You see, then you mention names of people sick to immediately cover. So these are this is something also at the center, if you have such a stupa mold, then if somebody you see there's some student or some parents, or this is what you can do. Not only prayer, but you can do many different methods that Buddha has explained. To make such easy, to help. So many ways you can help sentient beings. It's good to do. So making me do vatsatsa, all that. So add up. That. So add up to his house when I'm there. So Munsil there, one nun who would. In charge of this, the workshop, the tsatsa, vegetables at the house. So many different statues of stupa, those big ones. The one from the land, and bigger than that, I think. So anyway, so actually, she does all the difficult works anyway. For them bring up the stupa. So I've, then mentors also wrote by the nuns, by different people. So so the people who died, you know, names received, who try to mention the name, you know, they put the mantra inside, like that, the person, people who passed away. The after putting them, making you make offering, then mention person sick that didn't get that, that part didn't get that much. But the more did the people passed away. So it's very, very, very powerful. so that, it's just immediately liberated from the lower realms, that's what's born there. The one thing I would like to emphasize, and there are many stupas happening, make sure you know, you don't put all kinds of things inside stupa that people offer. you know, text missing, Dharma text missing, or even the Tibetan text, make sure it's complete, and make sure what it is. You can't just put anything. You can't just fill it up like garbage can. You know, you can't just fill it up. Whatever people give, you know, can't do that. So. usually, if you knew the all the benefits shortcomings, then usually the people who know, they're very, very careful what you put inside. So you don't put also wrong views, books which is wrong views. see, yeah, you know, yes. So depending what you put inside stupa, it affects the monastery, nunnery, or family, or center. It affects. So they have to be careful. if you're going to put Dharma text, it just should be complete. And some lamas are very careful. They just say, you know, they put just a lama tsongkhapa, the traditional teachings, you know, like that. Some they did like that. However, that but here by saying that, it doesn't mean you can't put the other pandits, you know, those pandits like six ornaments, the teachings, you know, but the teachings of those. That's of course essential, of course, where the Lamrim is based on, so of course, those Indian pandits just like that. So what's it called, Dharma book? You don't put all, just any English Dharma books. You know, even though it's called meditation, this and that, something is titled. I cannot put only if you are safe. Anyway, what is called meditation or something? even say anyway like that. So you can't put just any meditation books, because there's all kinds of things. So you can't do that. Should be very neat, and because it affects to the center or family or monastery. That, and you can't put even in the world, in the throne, where the world, you know, all the precious things goes. See, you know, many possessions you put, the weapons for protection, the medicines for healing, to not get sick, clothing, you know, different kind of clothes, but to each have wisdom. See, you know, for the amenities for world. What is 2 hour statue? That normally came from somebody who is a prostitute. You know, things came from them, so there's a pollution like that. Or butchers, who is a butcher, killing animals. And so if there's, you know, pollution, so it affects the the monastery or the center. So not enough you receive something from, you know, wealthy or from somebody, but need to check, you know, where it came from, what kind of person. So especially, you know, if it came from students, if it came from, you know, but somebody who brought samaya with guru, of course, the worst, even the same guru, you know, that's the worst, that's the heaviest, worst thing. What is Dharma text or material things came from a student who, you know, lost faith or criticized, abandoned guru who brought samaya. So then, if you put those things inside the statue stupa without examining, then that affects to the monastery nandu center. Then many other people, you know, lose their faith or they get heresy to the guru, you know, criticized. So they, it affects, so it degenerates their mind. So it has to be very, it has to be very careful. One has to understand these things. So totally emphasize that. Otherwise, you might put all, whatever it's called, meditation, then put all kinds of things, you know, and like, say, you know, and that. So that is very dangerous. So we don't want to be neat. So everything has to be very neat. The filling up all those things, all those mantras, even the categories, the different mantras, but different parts of the statue was Dubai, you know, it's kind of things. Make sure things not mantra is not upside down. Otherwise, it affects the people. You know, whether it's not the monastery or the center. So the obstacle is going to rise. Not the mantra has to thought harm, but it, because the mantra rising due to that, you know, being upside down. So they say do that. Depend the horizon. Stop, yeah. We'll just do a few of this like before. You are the prime. You are the primordial Buddha, chief of all the Buddha lineage, dweller in the plateau, mansion of the spontaneously created three bodies. I request to the all-pervading Lord, great Vastara, may I be blessed to completely sever the continuum that's a clinging of self-grasping, the genetic love and kindness, compassion, and the pure mind of enlightenment, and to quickly attain the path of unification, the highest step of mantra, by generating. I don't know. You are the. So feel that, as we met the prayer, the request, the realizations. You are the father of all the concurrence of three times, a holy field of wisdom covering the earth's ten directions. As a great always, I am the Shri. May I be blessed to completely sever the continuum that's clinging of self-grasping, to generate loving kindness, compassion, and the pure mind of enlightenment, and to coolly attend the path of elevation, the highest state of Mamata. Here in the snow province of this northern country, you are the second Buddha. You are a second Buddha of the Buddha's doctrine. I request to the perfect pure Losang Thakpa, may I be blessed to completely save the kingdom that's clean of self-grasping, to generate love, kindness, compassion, and the pure mind of enlightenment, and to coolly attend the path of unification that has stirred my mantra. Jump. To the last page. Where's empty? Last page, where's empty? Okay, so so I think all the Lizzie Lamas, you know, they can purify it and they all absorbed what was that, received the, all the quality realizations. After Pasu Chi Gyal, Pasu Do Den Jamba Gyal Chu, Pasu Chi Gyal Sen Gyal Yen Sab, all that. Starting that. May I be blessed to completely sever the kundam that's clinging of self-grasping. to generate the loving kindness, compassion, and the pure mind of enlightenment, and to coolly attend the path of unification, the highest debt of Maha Mudra. Owing to the force of your loving kindness for all sentient beings, you upheld the banner of victory of the teaching of the Sutta and Tantra. I request perfect pure Tila Gyaso. May I be blessed to completely serve the Kundam, the King of Self-Grasping. To generate loving kindness, compassion, and pure mind of enlightenment, and coolly attend the path of unification, the highest state of Mahamudra. you are the you are the good friend who extends to all the fortunate candidates the hard essence of the second Buddha, the Tsongkhapa. I request the kind of loss initiative. May I be blessed to completely save the Kundalini, that's killing of self-grasping. To a general level of kindness, compassion, and pure mind of enlightenment. And quickly attend the path of unification that has that one with them. The treasure of compassion, of the refuge of all the virtuous ones. Savior of all who are the object to be subdued, I request the perfect pure Tenzin Gyatso. May I be blessed to completely sever the continuum that's clinging of self-grasping. To generate loving kindness, compassion, and the pure mind of enlightenment. And to coolly attend the path of innovation that has stayed along with them. for the sake of the faithful disciples, you manifest the manifestly on the Dharma seat of all these accomplished ones. I request to the most kind of Guru. May I be blessed to completely sever the continuum that's clinging off the garden. To generate loving kindness, compassion, and pure mind of enlightenment. To quickly attend the path of innovation, that's the command of the. Please grant a blessing to receive the Guru as a Buddha. So this word S means like Buddha, or what does it mean to receive the Buddha? It's okay, but in Tibetan, Sangye Su, so to see the Guru in Buddha, the Guru in Buddha, but may, it's okay because it's very system of Buddha, meaning it's okay, it's just the just the more direct instead of saying same as Buddha, but in Tibetan there's no word same as Buddha. It doesn't say that in Tibetan. It says it Guru in Buddha. Sangye Su doesn't say like Buddha. So there's a difference in translation. There's a difference in the way of saying. So it means it's staying straight to same Buddha. For this. So when this translates into in Tibetan doesn't come, it becomes different. Meaning is okay, but to receive Guru like Buddha. So meaning is okay, but not described as that. To have an aversion to samsara, to take upon myself full responsibility for liberating all transcendental beings. And to quickly achieve the common path and particularly glorify the vision of Mahamudra. Please bless my body in your the Father's holy body, my speech, and you the Father's holy speech. He is asking, bless both. Please bless my body and your Father's holy body. So he's asking, bless my body, also your body. Bless my speech and also your speech. You see, become like that. That's already blessed. That's already. So that's why we're asking to become more supposed to be mind into that. If that's not yet complete path, then how why we ask, you know, what is it, what's supposed to mind become that? So please bless my body in your Father's holy body. My speech into your Father's holy speech, my mind in the Father's holy mind, could quickly become inseparable oneness.
May I not arise highest even for a second in the actions of glorious Guru. My regard, whatever actions are done, is pure. With this devotion, may I receive the blessings of Guru in my heart. Volume 2, Protectors, page 29.
Cheers. So that is good.
So, motivating for his Holiness Dalai Lama's wishes to succeed immediately.
make special request to so after his Holiness Holy Wishes to succeed immediately, or then other all the gurus. Able to construct the 500 feet material statue, without delay in second, constant as quick as possible, continue complete abide in this world, in the Mithyabuddha-kama, descend in this world, in the essence to be most beneficial to sentience. That causes generative faith in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and Karma, so loving and compassion but is in everyone's heart. And everyone in the world live their life only benefiting Siddha, no harm. Then through bodhicitta, then so they engage in collecting extensive measures for all the perfect in enjoyment, outer prosperity, inner prosperity, or the realization of past enlightenment. Given that, in that way, all the wars, all the wars, famine, disease, torture, poverty, dangerous fire, water, air, earthquakes, all everything gets stopped. Nobody experiences any undesirable things. that. And able to provide all the support for the Sanghas in the East and the Sanghas in the West. And all that. And able to build many holy objects. As able to provide all the needs, able to build a holy objects in all over the world, and provide all the needs for that, and able to. All the senders to the most beneficial person beings, able to say, cause them generate faith in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and Karma, and general love and compassion, but it's in everyone's heart, especially with respect to Lama Tsongkhapa's complete teaching, the unified Sutta Tantra in the hearts of everyone. All the sentient beings. And to be able to provide all the needs for that, finance and all the needs for that. Then all their projects, whatever is succeed immediately without any obstacle. Then all the social services, including universal education, all the support and all the social services there. To be able to say, to do, you know, in many different parts of the world, and able to provide all the needs for them, all the able to provide all the needs for that. So this. Then all the obstacles, whatever there is, to be crucified immediately, to be able to overcome immediately. then all of us here to have success without an obstacle, to have success in actualizing the complete path of Lam Rim, stage of the path of enlightenment, in this very lifetime, then to receive all the needs, whatever condition needed for that. able to offer extensive benefit to sentient being, teaching Buddha. So everyone here, us here, then, able to offer extensive benefit to sentient beings and teaching Buddha through that. By developing also mind in the Lam Rim path of enlightenment. So that's what that's so that's most important. prayer that we need to accomplish. Whatever obstacle there is, didn't be pacified immediately without delay in a second. So normally, even there's no symbol. When you do it on the bell and vajra, dhammaru, whenever it didn't happen sometimes, other people, but when you, before you begin the prayer, the protract prayer first, ring, say the, to invoke, often music to invoke, not that you see. So before starting prayer, must the bell tamar, you see. If it's a hashtag time, that not only at the end, but also beginning, then you start to prayer. But also, it didn't look right, beginning nothing at the end. okay. When we ring the bell, when we recite the Vajrasattva, end of the Vajrasattva mantra, often use Rukurishana Sangmachi, or emphasize that. So at the end, Yamantaka Sadhana Omayat, Yamantaka Sadhana Samaya Manipala, so then you say Hiruka Vajrasattva. So then they must ring the bell as soon as you sympathize. So that is, during those times, then the purpose of ringing the bell is bell signifies wisdom emptiness. So like the same as during initiation time and near the end, you see. Well, what the sound of the bell is saying is that no phenomena has inherent existence. So, like initiation mentioned in the, into the samsara doesn't have true existence. Pure by nature, samsara is pure by nature, it doesn't have true existence. So by realizing that, then you get liberated from samsara. By realizing that very nature of samsara, then you become liberated from samsara. It's liberation, you see. So the sound bell means sound, the bell means no phenomena has in her, a true existence, or phenomena is the end of true existence. So here, this places means that to meditate yourself, for the mind to dement it in emptiness, you see. So this was the Rinpoche who seemed beside children about. At the end, you see, when you finish the mantra, then what is about some of the during the after you finish the date is the mantra, then at the end you see which of date that then you at the end you see the Rinpoche Sabbath and ring a bell. So meaning is that I'm not offering it's to mentor the end, you see. So it's so become like we like an end of a confession practice in the land, it's similar here. By ringing a bell, which to remind, which sound of the bell means that, and so to remind, to mentor and this, to bring our awareness into this. other than that, it's all offering. other than that, so it's good. Other than that, it's all offering. Yes. That just. So even just ringing the bell, that it has 10 benefits from sutra. So any offering, I think I translated it in English already. You have.
I've got it.
You have. Yeah. So I think so. You can receive from that. In California, I already translated one day. The LMB, there's a huge bell. It has got Namjalma mantra, a group from Taiwan, special ordered, huge bell. So so there's benefits of bell, you know, from bell. It's also put there. So I know how to offer the implementation, the extensive offering is also explained there. So in the future, I would like to have also a very large drum. Because there will be many holocausts there, so to make offering, you know, well, hopefully, I'm not sure, 1,000 stupa first, then the then temple with the 100 Mendicity Buddha, 1,000 Mendicity Buddha statue, in the very large drum as well. There's a very, very powerful, very prayer that you can recite. You know, by ringing the drum, you see, by beating the drum. I think from Golden Light Sutra, maybe, I'm sure. You see, the main thing is benefiting from something. You know, so. So, however, I think it's also the 10 benefits of Spanish Sutra. So, not just the ring, not just, the, you know, but it's good to as much as possible. Of course, I'm also miss sometimes get to think, but to think, you know, I'm offering rather than just now here time to use. Then there's no marriage, there's no particular good karma. Now it's time to ring, you see. So it doesn't have any so. it is neither to benefit a sentient being, you know, neither that nor making offering. So just if it's on some pleasure, then it didn't become good. It didn't become dharma. So you see, so it's good to remember always, you know, as much as I'm offering. So and it's actually it's offering, most of it's offering, you see. Well, even it's the beginning, the invocations, reading, this is for offering to the deities and Buddhas that we invoke. It's offering for that. Same as we offer music when the Lama, which the Lama is ministered here. So, so, all of that, so good to think, and as much as possible, you can see, make an offering. Then you see, so it's ministered. So then becomes good karma. Immediately becomes cause of enlightenment, you know? The parent karma, so the cause of enlightenment, by the way, cause of spiritual liberation from samsara, and by the way, all the happy future life. So it is all these incredible, unbelievable benefits due to power of Buddha, due to power of miracles, you know, and which came from all this power is achieved due to compassion, you know, even before Bodhicitta, the generators. And that was impressed the awesome human being. That's all came from due to that, what the powers achieved. from the compassion, due to inspiration from the compassion. So, so that's I want to emphasize again, emphasize that, you know, every time we use, not just prayer, but you know, offer. So, usually there's which sadhana you're doing, which practice is always meditative. So the music offering. I think that's the guru. then if you want the guru, so the highest, most instance merit you practice, then you want to expand, then you like when you do medicine without then the medicine Buddha is a guru, you know? And then you offer also other, you all can offer also, maybe do food offering, 10 times Buddha Amasana, 10 times all the hearts, you offer the medicine Buddha, who's as a guru. Then after that, offer to all the extent, all the 10 times Buddha Amasana, you know, 10 times and such as to basically to all the others. So it's just very quick, that's just a matter of thinking that, you know, you keep on continuing. of heart, then you see, this is a, you know, the state of a minute, just a few seconds, you see. I'm offering to the medicine Buddhas with the essence of Guru, and I'm going to all the Chankas of Dhamma Sangha, Chankas of Sacha Shubha 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 So you've practiced so many times, you may discuss the merit just from that. So when you hold bell like this, like that, and then you ring at the heart, so that it has a meaning of tongue, the meaning of the sixth month of Ajana, that so here. So the Dhamma we play against the navel. So to pursue the tumor fire, you see. To pursue the to draw the Dhamma. Dhammaru, they draw the takatakanis to draw the, to invoke, to draw the, and then bless the, to achieve attainment. then to support the, you know, the bless your, to achieve realization, to bless your, chakra when it drops and those things. Never then pursue 그토모 아 어서 뒤 이 말의 meaning은 무슨 이런 표시가 더 얼마나 딱히는 있어. However, that they draw the wind into from that and draw the wind into into center channel and abide and absorb. Then experience those absorptions during meditation state. And then you have clear light. The direct cause of Dharmakaya. So the bell, so that's, say, but the playing Dharmakaya. Then you hear, ringing the bell. Huh? So to experience this, to experience this one, so, to perhaps the to able to say the make functionable when total wind drops, then the say the Kundalini then the say anyway, at the end, the bliss, something like that, see. Great bliss, the completion stage, the, by observing gross minds. So this, there is the direct cause of Dharmakaya. So the purpose of ringing bell has it. to actualize this experience, so for that preparation. then the illusory body, you see, so then unification, then illusion of mind, so that. So here you can see the whole path through enlightenment, the tantric path, you know, the best of the Namrim, so the best path, good version. So in the succession of I mentioned, the mudra, inner mudra and outer mudra. So like the section of the initiation, you see, the secret initiation, wisdom initiation. So. So the your mind in a mudra, then body and deity, father, mother, see, to symbolize those children, bell and vajra. You see. So the that's why clinging together. You know, sometimes I leave out, but you're supposed to always to keep together. His Holiness mentioned, His Holiness explained, so first beat the other side, you know, like this, you start, you begin like that. So first beat the other side, forgotten the... there's a sound. So mentioned, forget not. So anyway, when you start, you beat the other side. So when you beat, you beat like that, beat the other side. So there's sound I forgot, and I think spent about the meaning of that. I don't know. So that that's so the if it's a so it's a, if it's a kid, if it's a clear tantra, then you don't play the drum because of what it signifies. Because pursuit to more, you didn't have that path, you know, in the Lord Tantra Sutra. It's not used, Dhammaru is not used. So the reason you didn't have that, didn't have that path in the Lord Tantra, might be that, I'm not sure. In even the section of offering, the Dhamma is not used in the Lord answer for that. Just one more thing. What I emphasized before, the mantras that you put inside the statue stupa, even its that text is actually clear. If it's unclear, some part clear, some part not clear, shouldn't put it inside the statue, stupa. Every page should be clear. Or it's a lot of ink, you see, so much ink can't read. You shouldn't put it inside the statue, stupa. So must check it, every page. Check perfect mark, so that it's straight, emphasize that. So those lamas who know this, how important it is, then very, very neat, you know, very careful, things what you receive from other people's hand, you know, so that's the, and then also, not just anybody fill it up, not just anybody. It's on the song of the that when he was feeding the statues, he called only lama that he that was good. Here's you know that somebody was good, somebody else was that the who people who help. So that. So anyway, this is give an idea. So try just to whatever better that can be done, you see. And not anybody can work. Anybody who gives hands, impossible. It has to be somebody who's very devoted, you know. Basically, it's a good personality. not so much because how much I understand the person, it's merely samaya, a good person. due to all the past, present, future, magical, three time meters. Three time meters collect by others. May the Buddhist pigeons in one's heart, in the heart of one's family members, in the house of all of us, in the house of, say, all the members of the house, to the rent course, everyone who is doing service this course, then all the sentiments, all the students, benefactors in the kingdom of organization, those who give their lives to the organization, and then all their heart, and the house of all sentiments. The next one, Buddhist attribution, especially in the hearts of everyone in this world. Then third particular one, Buddhist attribution in the hearts of all the leaders of the of all the leaders of this world, and in the hearts of terror, all the terrorist people, or Maoists, all those people who are causing so much harm to the world. So Buddhist attribution in their hearts would actually live second. Chanju semenju rimbo che ma de ba nom de jo che che ba nya ba me wa yi kon e gon do me wa jo chanju semenju rimbo che ma de ba nom de jo che che ba nya ba me wa yi kon e gon do me wa jo chanjo semen jo rimbo ma je ba nam je jo je in je wa nyam ba me ba yi kon e gon do de wa jo all the advantages, opportunities we have to practice Dharma, to purify the defilements, collect the extensive merit every day, in every session, even from the very beginning of the session, even with one prostration, even when we generate bodhicitta motivation, collect limitless cards of merit, even at the very beginning of the session. So this solely by kindness of but of compassion is on the Dalai Lama. To have long life, to all the holy wishes of the Mishina. Just kidding. Kale rave gure jingan de pendan de wa ma gure jingre ne chere samang ten jen jas chabe si de babu ten juro je ya tu tri go sa tu go go strand tan de ala ma go te ten ba tan kan ya ma yong la de ki ti ma pa she ma le fa sa han du za
may I know that without exception accumulate merit and purify negativities and may be blessed to quickly attain Buddhahood.
And you know the three time is clubhouse in terms of so this is also particular all this opportunity that we have then after that particular Lama Yeshi, whose holy name is difficult to mention. So, Lama Yeshi's kindness. Then his Lama's inclination then to say to be able to complete the study in the monastery and to be able to offer. You may discuss benefit, present, and meeting with that. I'll have a
Full session. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says three times, created by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings. Wherever I am, whatever universe, world, country, area, or place, just by my being there, may the sentient beings who are in that universe, world, country, area, or place never be reborn in the lower realms. May they immediately be liberated from all disease, spread harm, negative karma, and defilements. And may they achieve enlightenment quickly by actualizing the whole path, especially in bodhicitta. May it immediately stop wars, famine, sickness, natural disasters. And may these things never be experienced again. May I also become wish-fulfilling for all sentient beings, able to fulfill all their wishes according to Dharma.
So there's still SARS happening in China. So I was talking to Jesus in mainland China. So, so when we do this prayer, we should include those, not to specify. These are the past, present, future, merit from the Tremendous Purpose, and every of all the miscast, but teaching of the Buddha, and all to all the sentient beings, by Lama Tsongkhapa, by having the same quality within me as Lama Tsongkhapa has from now on, in all my future lifetimes, in every second to be like that. These are the past, present, future, medical, future, time, and school of ours. So, what exists? what exists is what is merely left in our mind, which doesn't appear to us. not unknown, but is it unknown to our mind? what doesn't exist is what appears to our hallucinated mind and believed. This is true. The real one, independent one, exists outside. There is a total non-sentient in reality. May the I, who exists, who is merely imputed by mind, but which is unknown, which doesn't appear to us, unknown to our mind, to our ignorant mind, so obscure mind. Unknown. What doesn't exist is and appeared in truly existent, a real one, independent one, from the source side, existing from the source side, and believed by our obscure mind. it's true. Which is a total non-existent empty. Which is totally, completely non-existent empty. Achieve. But that is good. But That is enlightenment, which exists, which is merely left of our mind, which is, doesn't appear to us, which is unknown to our obscured, the hallucinant mind, obscured hallucinant mind. And what doesn't exist is the enlightenment, which appears to us. Right now, when we think of that, appeared, independent one, the real one, independent one, existing from inside, and believe about obscured, hallucinant mind, ignorance, that's true. So which is totally in reality there is no such thing. Totally empty. Later, all the sentient beings who exist as are merely left by mind, which do not appear to our obscured hallucinant mind, and are unknown to our mind. And what doesn't exist, the sentient beings, the false one, do not exist. And that which appear to us a real one, independent, in the sense of independent, existing from the side. And believed by our mind, it's true. So in reality, there's no such thing. What is totally, completely non-existent. To that, that's enlightenment, which exists, so that was merely impacted by mind, which do not appear, doesn't appear to our obscured absent mind, and unknown to our mind, unknown phenomena to our mind. What doesn't exist is what is appeared. In real one, in a sense, independent, existing from society, and believed by our obscured hallucinant mind, is true. So in reality, there's no such thing. It's totally, completely non-existent. By myself alone, who exists, who is merely labeled by mind, which doesn't appear. What exists, I which exist, doesn't appear to our mind. The mere level one, do not appear to our mind, and unknown to obscure this obscured, also obscured the hallucinant mind. And what doesn't exist is this I which appeared, independent one. Real one existing, in a sense existing from the outside, and believed by one who has in it, obscured the absent mind, is ignorance. That's true. In reality, it's not true. It's totally none. The whole entire the mere level I covered by this hallucination, truly existent. In reality, there's not even the slightest atom of this. There's no reality. In reality, there's no slightest of even atom of this exists. And totally empty. You want to read the name? You read the name already?
No, I read the name.
Huh?
Oh, there's one more that came.
Huh?
There was one. I read these ones.
Oh, you read it already.
There's one more that came.
Okay, read.
And it's, please make prayers dedication for rain in Bendigo.
What's that? I didn't hear. Brain. Or to rain. Bendigo. To have rain. Oh, I see, I see. Okay. This time not sicknesses. Or dead.
Oh, no, there were lots of sicknesses and dead.
Oh, yeah, it happened.
And then this one arrived.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah.
There were cats and centers and all kinds of things.
Maybe we should press no. It's okay. It's a surprise for people. Maybe precious gifts. <Sorry. laughs> So, make strong prayer to Medicine Buddha. Guru, then all the time, you know, the groups meditate. The Medicine Buddha is there already in the groups. particular Medicine Buddha is there. All the gurus there. then all the chandras of Buddha, chandras of Buddha, all the texts there. All the ten directions, Buddha's Buddha Sapa. Also, we pray. So, very strong refuge is very essential. Yeah, keys, very strong faith, devotion, and strong reliance. That's key for everything. That's key for everything to function, success. Do all the past, present, future, medical, and take time medical paths. And make the same request to all. After all the major builders I mentioned before. And all those people who passed away, whose names mentioned here, and whose names not mentioned here, all the rest who passed away, and those who are, and the lower intermediate stage, lower realm, intermediate stage in the lower realm, Mais immediately be liberated from all those most unimaginable sufferings, reincarnate in the pure land where they can be enlightened, or receive perfect human body by the public of Mandalman to you, may the teaching happen as quick as possible. Never ever get upon again in the Lord. After this. Then those who are sick, the other three times, those who are sick, then I say, they see this image get healed, and they have long life, healthy body mind. The purpose of that is to realize bodhicitta, loving kind of compassion to all sentient beings, and to realize bodhicitta, and then to have a most meaningful life, to complete the whole path of life, as good as possible. Purpose of that is to benefit others, to cause happiness to all living beings. Not with clearing the karma, being healed. If sin is healed, then again clearing the karma. Using the healthy body and mind to clean the karma, not like that. So pray this to happen to gurus, the guru which made them, the gurus. Medicine Buddhas in particular. All the medicine food, then all the 10 times with Dhamma, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, all the other way. Numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Jivas. These are three times corrected by me, three times corrected by my hearing a symptom of sick, cause that symptom image gets covered. By my hearing a symptom being died, cause that symptom image to born in pure land, where a symptom can be enlightened, or is it perfect in body, and is enlightened as good as possible. So all this, that this to happen not only this life, in all the future lifetimes, always to have to happen just by hearing able to help others. This. Three times it's called by once about. I did all the merits, we have to follow Holy Spirit to this from the bottom of the verses, he realizes. I did go to marriage. Three times this week, the marriage. I did go to marriage. May it be spread in all the directions, may it be completely by even its world, but complete large of one's heart, also family members, and all us here, and the members of the center, all the people who are doing service here, and has all those students, benefactors, and secret organization, those who give their lives on the service, and then we should take that. Without delay, in a second. Na ji ji ja wo zong ga ge zu zuan nan ba de wa ge ge de zha ma xi wa da tun jian ma le zang wa shu da da xin ge du zum dan de we zun ni ya wa lo zan de wa ye den ba yu ri han ba ju ro ju zun de ji ja ba da zha ma da ba zhe na ma na ge ji ja wa la zha ba ju sa ba sa ba zha ma ku da zang wa da cha zha ba And the Buddha said, name and mantra which multiplies each merit we collect today to increase 100,000 times. Then last Buddha's name that which increases each merit 1,000 times, know that. Okay. Whatever prayer we do bring success, it can actualize. 今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日，今天的节假日 Dham Jagame Jindyam Bhakti Sangye Jindabhine Yuvayi Rangana Jinga Jumashu Gedam Guru Rana Mandalanga Miryanaya Vano Zoyjan Jinjanga Gyawe Tantri Good morning. Again, good morning.